Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for February 26, 2020. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer announced that China has taken numerous actions to begin implementation of its agriculture-related commitments in the Phase 1 trade deal. The countries first entered the landmark trade deal back on February 14th. China's actions toward implementing the deal include signing a protocol that allows the importation of U.S. fresh chipping potatoes. They've also updated the list of facilities approved for exporting animal protein, pet food, dairy infant formula, and tallow for industry use in China. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue recently talked about the issue at this month's Ag Outlook Forum.
We've got numbers, hardline numbers on an annual basis, and we expect China to live up with that. Ambassador Lighthizer, really in the agreement that's signed and dated, has some hardline enforceable numbers that are unilaterally enforceable by the implementation of more tariffs if they don't live up to that.
President Donald Trump on Tuesday discussed continued trade talks with India at the conclusion of a two-day visit to the nation. The USDA's Rod Bain has more.
A deal on U.S. exports of natural gas and military-style helicopters to India announced during President Donald Trump's two-day visit to that nation. Yet negotiations continue on further trade opportunities in India, such as for agriculture. The president, talking to reporters Tuesday, said in terms of when a potential U.S.-India free trade agreement might be reached.
I would say if the deal happens with India, it will be toward the end of the year. And if it doesn't happen, we'll do something else that will be very satisfactory.
The president acknowledged the importance of India as a growing export market.
India is going to be a tremendous player over the next period of 50 years and 100 years. You're talking about the largest population in the world. You're talking about a tremendous country in terms of its heritage. Economically, they have great potential.
Yet he adds high, long-standing Indian tariffs on imports from the U.S. and other nations need to be reduced or removed.
Because India is probably the highest tariff nation in the world, meaning charging tariffs to outsiders.
Last year was a rough one for American sugar farmers. The Hagstrom Report says America is facing a sugar shortage after last year's bad weather in the Midwest, a freeze in Louisiana, and a drought in Mexico. The shortage is driving the prices for the industrial sweetener higher, reaching several cents above average. A national refiner of raw sugar is offering refined cane sugar at 44 cents a pound now and 41 cents for the calendar year in 2021. That's compared to the more usual prices of 37 to 38 cents. The bad weather, as we know, hit particularly hard here in the Red River Valley in North Dakota and Minnesota. These are some of the areas that have the most sophisticated delivery systems to candy makers and other food companies in Chicago and Midwestern cities. The U.S. Ag Department can make changes if needed to the sugar management system to make it easier and cheaper to bring in raw cane sugar from other countries into the U.S. You're listening to Inside Agriculture.